This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
7-foot-tall robots are now making sure the slaves wear their masks in Texas. Christy Lee reports the video is on InfoWars.com right now. Please share it.
You don't want to do this!
Desire is irrelevant. I am a machine.
Welcome to Dallas Love Field Airport. All Ubers, Lyft, taxis, and rent-a-car shuttles are located on the lower level.
It's all right if
to access the lower level,
gay.
Please use an escalator or
please
elevator.
Be gay.
The attack of gay robots is here.
It's okay.
So this is Scott, the 7-foot-tall robot. And you might wonder, what does Scott stand for? It stands for Security Control Observation Tower. Because that's not creepy, right?
I told my wife that I was flying through here, and she was like, I can't believe you're going to see these robots. I was kind of laughing, but a burglar is always going to steal, right? Because they're always going to be a bank to steal. And the robberies are never going to stop. So I don't know why a mask mandate is going to continue just to control what we've all had. I've had COVID 3 times.
The mask mandate has been extended for only another couple of weeks. So why is Dallas Love Field Airport testing out these mass surveillance machines, monitoring if you're wearing your mask?
This is not Cuba. This is America. We should just be left alone and common sense.
Getting ready for martial law.
Common sense has gone away.
Getting ready for martial law. New lockdowns.
But we need to stand up, and we just need to tell our leaders, hey, it's common sense.
It's as if they plan to keep extending the mandate and us covered in compliance. Robots and other surveillance machines aren't only taking over airports, they're invading schools. Reclaim the Net says smart cameras are being used to target students without face masks. The Motorola Avigilon cameras are capable of face recognition, powered by AI tech. Schools using cameras has risen from under 20% 2 decades ago to now over 80%. How about we turn those cameras around to the teachers instead of the students? Find out how they're really trying to indoctrinate children.
Please
what?
Come back when you can afford to make
no,
a purchase.
No.
I'm sorry you had
come
trouble.
On.
I'm
kids
sorry
are
you
starving.
This should help you calm down. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase. Your kids are starving. Carl's Jr. believes no child should go hungry. You are an unfit mother. Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
Medical robots are also filling our hospitals. ZDNet notes there are critical vulnerabilities being uncovered in hospital robots, including bugs to hijack medical equipment from working, or even the robot's movement, crashing them into people or objects. Robots threaten livelihoods by taking over jobs. Science Robotics says the effects of robotics and artificial intelligence on the job market are matters of great social concern. France24.com says a California startup even wants to send tiny robots on a voyage into our brains. The more apathetic and compliant the populace becomes, is this where we're headed next? Shanghai has deployed these robot dogs and drones to enforce the city's COVID lockdown, according to Financial Times.
So speaking of surveillance, of observation, here's my observation. In the short time we've been at Dallas Love Field, we've talked to about 12 people. Only one person was willing to go on camera and voice the concern about masking, about the robots. All the other people felt the same way. They think the masking is ridiculous. They think the robot's crazy, but they're not willing to declare that publicly. This is our problem, apathy. Our country is getting what it deserves because of apathy.
Do we need to get away from this totalitarian control sooner than later, or is it too late?
I think controlling people is wrong, and I think monitoring people is wrong. I think we just need to get away from government and leave us alone.
Bingo.
Reporting from Dallas Love Field Airport, I'm Christy Lee.
Or is it fan.video right now? Stay with us. We'll be back.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to hit something extremely important right now. Thank you for joining us in hour number two of this Sunday broadcast. And it's that I see this headline everywhere. Probably 20 times a day without looking. And I turn on TV and the news and I see it constantly. And I turn on talk radio and it just won't stop echoing in my ears. And it's really bad. And a lot of people would look at it on the surface and say, well, that's good people say Joe Biden's an idiot. It's great people say he's a moron and that he's terrible. He's got the lowest approval rating ever reported of any president since they started taking these approval ratings 100 plus years ago. They were doing these back in the 20s. But the social engineers put him in there to take the blame. And if we don't blame the UN and the Davos Group and the Council on Foreign Relations and the permanent bureaucracy that writes the white papers, that sets the policy, that brags they do, well, what does it do then, knowing that Biden's a horrible person? It's all, oh, that horrible guy. He's the reason inflation was so high. He's the reason 10 million illegal aliens came in 1 year, 8 million. And then he goes away, and it's all his fault, and then the people that did it don't get in trouble and are still embedded in both political parties. It is so elementary, but it's why they want me off the air. Because I'm not like the regular talk show host. I just want to cover every interesting story because it's interesting and try to keep you entertained. I'm trying to hammer talking points to get people to recognize it so that we can beat these people. And here's the talking point, the truth. If we don't identify the Great Reset and the New World Order and their plan, we're going to lose. We're going to lose. Bolsonaro, in every speech, talks about the globalists and the New World Order and how they're trying to screw them. Viktor Orban just won by almost 80% despite tens of billions of Western money to overthrow him in Hungary because all he talks about is the New World Order and countering their policies, which creates what was it called? Prosperity, the American system. So I'm going to say it again. The New World Order is the enemy. If we're going to beat him, we've got to identify him. If we're going to stop him, we've got to make everything about the New World Order. Because that's the policies of the corporations and the governments. Almost everybody just goes along with the ridiculous New World Order of there's 56 genders and we got to have open borders and don't call people invading invaders, call them migrants and don't call it inflation. Don't call your enemy an enemy. No, call your enemy an enemy. Damn it. By the way, in the fictitious movie, it's excellent Rod Serling screenplay. What a patriot. What a great guy. Boy, I wish he was president today. I wish he was still alive. In Planet of the Apes, They go through a wormhole and a time warp, and Charlton Heston and his crew come back, but most of the crew is dead. But he survived in his stasis with one other astronaut. And they think they've gotten to another star, but no, they're actually on Earth. And at the end, he says, "God damn you to hell." And you know the thing? He's not taking the Lord's name in vain. He's legitimately saying the people that nuked Earth and blew up New York City, when he figures out he's actually back home after a couple thousand years in a wormhole, he's just, "You blew it up, you crazy people. You finally did it." And that's where I'm at, because I'm watching everybody blow up civilization. I'm reading Klaus Schwab's books about there are too many people. We will engineer the collapse and pose as saviors while we do it. And I'm like, no! Do you know what the collapse will look like? Because unless you're worth billions and have giant private jets and armored redoubts in New Zealand and Canada and Hawaii, you're not getting out of that. I mean, this is going to be really horrible for 99.999999999999. It's not the 1% that are doing this. It is a tiny fraction. And I can tell you, major billionaires, major people, Bilderberg Group members, you name it, they don't want to be part of this. They don't like where it's going. They want to get out of this build back better, which means destroy civilization model. But if we cannot identify the social engineers and the fact that they're out to get us and the fact that they're out of control, we don't have a prayer in hell. And that's what I'm getting at when I look at these headlines of, "Oh, look, yeah, you guys are about to get taken out of office, about to be a big old landslide. Nobody likes Biden." He was put there to carry out the horrible policies, to take the blame like a shield in a battle. And the globalists have the shield. It's getting all dented up, torn up while they're stabbing us. And when they're done, they drop him at the midterms, the next election. New shield. Now it's Kamala. And we all talk about how incompetent they are, because a real leader doesn't want to run and be in power when they're scapegoated. So they choose an idiot like Biden to do it. This is 101 geopolitical manipulation. It's 101 statecraft. They even brag about it. They even admit it. Oh, how great it'll be. We'll get our agenda through, and then he'll get the blame, and we won't. And Biden just wanted to steal money and molest children. So he was more than happy to be the puppet. His wife was more than happy for him to be the front man. CNN admits Joe Biden's approval rating worst in elected history. Oh, well, CNN admits it. Well, my goodness. Yeah, it's 30-something percent in skewed polls where they oversample Democrats 15 points. So if he's at about 30% and they oversample 15%, that means you're looking at about a 15% approval rating. Are you even surprised that many people like him? So, yeah, burn in hell, Biden. You little monster piece of crap, New World Order piece of garbage. But it stops there. The last thing we want to happen to him is for some leftist or some crazy right-winger or some provocateur nut or the deep state to blame it on that to kill him. Because the only way they grab victory from the jaws of defeat is if they kill him, which, believe me, they're planning to do. You can look at every angle of this and say one of the biggest moves they've got is to kill Biden with a truck bomb or a missile or a low-yield nuclear weapon, and then we're in martial law forever. A whole globalist political party that runs the world empire is losing control. The world's awake to them. What do? Desperate things. You know it in your gut. So what are you going to do about it, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you better pray like hell. And you better get on your knees and repent. And you better warn everybody like a chicken with your head cut off. And if you work for the government and the system, you should be leaking and exposing and self-preservating for your family and common sense. We don't want civil war. We don't want violence. We don't want to attack federal buildings. We don't want to have Biden get hurt. We just want our own establishment to stop with the crazy town and back off civil war and back off World War III and back off all this loser crap. Please Can we just not do it? And I know it's probably all going to go to hell. We're not going to stop it. But, I mean, come on. So to the left-wingers and right-wingers and gay and straight and whatever, folks, the party's about to be over. Klaus Schwab and the globalists are a human exterminist, death cult, transhumanist, crazy people. Go listen to Klaus Schwab. Go listen to Harari. Go listen to them. Everything I say, they say, but say it's good. There'll be no more humans in 2045. They're putting nanotech in the food to take our brains over. Come on, folks. We're not in a frickin' suicide pact with these people. Find God again. Find America. Find family. Find freedom. But whatever you do, reject the new world order now while you still can. And stop celebrating the fact that we have a senile crypt keeper as president to make America look bad and endanger the whole world. It shouldn't be a celebration that the FBI just caught staging the Whitmer attack. It shouldn't be. We should be sad that we have allowed things to get to this point in civilization. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Destroy the infrastructure and the economy and civilization. Complex civilizations are amazing. You can get 1,000 different things 1,000 different times and places. But you can also then put a tremor into it that causes the whole thing to break. It's a very delicate and it's not my opinion. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the Club of Rome before him in the 60s, Bill Gates' dad, Planned Parenthood, the Extinction Rebellion cult they fund that blocks roads and attacks factories, and they want to end civilization. They're nihilist. And they go back to the Jacobins in the French Revolution. And if you don't know about them, you don't know about what you're currently facing. So you might want to research them. They wanted a 9-day work week, no more holidays, total enslavement, a ruling class that knew all the science, everybody else would not even be taught language. You go, funny, that sounds like what was done to black people when they were shipped over here from Africa. Yeah, exactly. It's called slavery for everybody. That's wrong. But the Christian idea from 550 years ago in the Renaissance and the Gutenberg Press and what we did here, we were never perfect, but the idea of human liberty, the idea of being able to live your own life, the idea of even the average white man being able to own property and do what they want. Before that, it was just lords and ladies. It had to be certified with the government all over Europe, all over Japan. Everything was royalty. China was the same. If you weren't part of the royal family or their licensed person, you couldn't do business. Everybody else was poor. So the U.S. was the first place, also the Netherlands to a certain extent, and Switzerland, right about the same time, 400 years ago, to say, we're going to let free men, doesn't mean whites that are indentured servants or blacks that are indentured servants, slaves, was wrong what's happening to them, but for the first time, everybody freeborn, because slavery was all over the world then, from Africa to here, everybody freeborn can own property and license and do what they want and be as powerful as the king. Well, that threatens the monopolies of power. And then it's, hey, women and, hey, brown people. And America becomes the example of empowering everybody and all this wealth and all this incredible stuff. And then the very globalists that want to get rid of it come and go, oh, look, America wasn't perfect. Oh, look, England had slavery 300 years ago. Yeah, and they were the first to ban it and then had a bunch of wars for 100 years and lost probably 1 million sailors stopping it worldwide. But see, how do you take the country that ended slavery? England. England did it. Christians demanding it, or they would overthrow the government.
And they'd just been overthrown by Protestant Christians right before that. So they went, okay, we'll end the slavery. Just don't overthrow the government again. Okay, we'll do what you say. We'll do what you say. Just stop. England ended slavery. England did that. America then followed that example. And then the very countries that lead the world in stopping that, we are to blame. We are bad, the Pope says. It's crap, ladies and gentlemen. And now, are you a slave in China under the CCP? Damn right. Are you a slave in many radical Muslim countries under Islam? Yes, you are. Are you free in America? You're so free here, the left says they want access to your five-year-old to teach them how to have sex, or they're not free. We're the far extreme. You got extreme fascism and authoritarianism and radical Islam and Chi-Com over here, where they execute you if you're gay. And right over here, we got America, where we let pedophiles have access to children. Instead of following God's law, being tolerant, being loving and nice, but protecting our children and not letting people commit crimes. That's where we should be. Not over here in communist fascism, not over here in authoritarianism, but over here in the middle of the real political spectrum. Instead, we're way over here. And you're never going to satiate the left. There's never going to be enough to make them happy. I mean, you know, like drag queen story time, where now the teachers in elementary school make the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds go to the school auditorium to watch their male teacher dress as a woman and shake their ass? It's all about stop me. Tell me to quit. No one ever told me to stop. No one ever gave me parameters. No one ever stood up to me. And so now they're like, I'll get your children. I'm going to give them condoms. I'm going to teach your five-year-old daughter how to shove a sex toy in her. I'm going to teach your five-year-old son how to masturbate. And if you don't like it, I'll call you bad, and you'll bow down to me. So you got the Muslims ready to put all the women in beekeeper suits and cut everybody's heads off if they don't do what they're told over here. And the Chi-Com's doing the same thing. And then right over here, you got what America is. I don't know who's worse. You know, I got to say, probably the Chi-Com's aren't even as bad. Or the radical Muslims as the left, because you don't see a bloodthirsty desire, even by the Muslims, to try to get the children and teach the children how to have sex with each other. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we better get back to God. We better get our act together right now, because we're going under judgment right now. And we look at, again, the headlines. Oh, Biden's an idiot. Idiotic policy, shutting off 1,000 pipelines or 2,000. Idiotic opening the border. It's not idiotic. He was ordered to shut this country down. He was put in there to put the carbon taxes in to shut us down so all our investment goes to China and Mexico and India, because the globalists own the people there, and they're going to own us soon. Biden doesn't have idiotic policies. He has New World Order economic warfare policies to totally bankrupt you and bring you to your knees so they can dictate the terms of your surrender. Biden isn't idiotic. The people behind him are super evil and have got their act together. And you better wake up to who they are, and you better stand up for your interests, or you're going to lose everything you've got. And I'll say it again. You can sit around and pretend that you're part of the power structure. You can sit around and play games all day, but you're not. This thing is evil and smells like death itself, because it is death. And I love the Chinese people, great people. So sad they're under New World Order slavery. So sad the Rockefellers with George Herbert Walker Bush went and took it over in the 70s and set this up. It could be such a beacon of freedom, such a beacon of ingenuity, such a beacon. But no, it could be the new America, but not. No, it's not. It's the New World Order command base now, and it runs our government, and it's running our country in the ground, and it's running lockdown drills right now to show us that we have to follow them and their chicken little scenario, and we cannot stand and let it happen. New lockdowns are coming. We'll talk about it when we come right back.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot, Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. They used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Hear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So we see Stephen Colbert. I'm not going to waste your time with the clip, but I've got it. It's on InfoWars with the headline, Elon Musk to take over Twitter to censor. No, the globalists took over Twitter and all the rest of the media to censor. Elon Musk said he's going to take Twitter back to end the censorship. But what's the headline with Colbert? oh, you want to censor it. He went on to say, nobody's censoring me. I can say F you, Elon Musk, all I want. Well, yeah, because that's an approved statement. So just it's so elementary how they're lying and so provable to anybody who's awake that he's literally abusing his viewers. So we have this blast from the past. MSNBC has the daughter of the famous war criminal, Zbigniew Brzezinski, with the famous psycho Joe that found with the dead intern in his Florida congressional office, but that's a side issue. MSNBC blast from the past. It's our job to control how people think, not Elon Musk. So here they are admitting it's their job to control your mind.
Who were Trump voters and are still Trump supporters, they go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing, what are you so surprised about? He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
Well, and I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts. And it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah, if you look at the issues, Yamiche is right. He's doing exactly what he said. It's
right.
It's
so that's them claiming Trump wouldn't fix the economy, wouldn't get people jobs, which he did. And they're saying that's our job to control people's minds. Talk about saying the secret part out loud. I mean, these people are just master criminals. Totally pathetic. So let's say, I'm sorry for TV viewers, this clip's been out for a few weeks, but imagine a big, giant, fat woman, probably weighs 500 pounds, walking into a McDonald's and shaking her ass 1 foot in front of small children's faces, unannounced. And I was at the mall yesterday getting a present for my mom, and I saw that the ads on a lot of the new stores were like giant obese women like this woman. So that was her hiking her leg and pissing on them. She goes over to a family of evil white devils who deserve it. She's a black lady, and she probably weighs probably 500 pounds, excuse me. Each leg weighs at least 200 pounds. And she goes over and does this, and then because they don't like it, they're bad, the internet and the media said. So that's the mind control here, ladies and gentlemen. But I wanted to get to these clips because these are really, really important. These are clips from a new Tucker Carlson documentary that part of it got shot on little piece of land that I have here in Austin, Texas. I didn't go out to the shoot, but let me tell you, I sent the crew out there because Tucker's producer wanted to use a Central Texas piece of property to shoot at, and so they shot some of it. So they do kind of the manly man type deals. But the issue here is that this isn't just the end of man. This is the end of the humans as we know it. And what we need to counter all this is men standing up and men being men. So here's a few clips from Tucker's new documentary.
One of the biggest stories of our lifetimes is the total collapse in testosterone levels in American men. Those levels are declining by roughly 10% per decade, completely changing the way people are at the most fundamental level. NIH does not seem interested in this at all. It's not a big deal. We think it is a huge deal. So we want to know what's causing it and what you can do about it. That's the topic of our upcoming documentary called The End of Men. Here's a look at the trailer.
Yeah, that's my 50 cal getting shot right there. This is, and again, he's putting a red light on his testicles with boost testosterone. This will trigger the libtards like nothing you've ever seen.
He said, you're in hard times. Well, hard iron sharpens iron, as they say. And those hard times inevitably produce
ice bands
who are tough. Men
Joe Rogan does it every awesome day. He looks great. He looks incredible.
Are strong enough to survive.
Raw eggs.
Reestablish order, and so the cycle begins again.
Okay, so there you go. Definitely going to trigger the libtards worse than his January 6th documentary. And I mean, I'm glad they shot part of it here in Central Texas with us, but just obviously a lot of entertainment value to this. Again, designed to absolutely trigger the leftists. But This is, I want them to stop putting chemicals in the water that makes the frickin' frogs gay. Because the atrazine, the testosterone down by 90%, the sperm down by 96%, Western men, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, they're losing their sperm count. The genital sizes are shrinking. We are being chemically hit by design, the globalists admit it, with things to get rid of men. And you see them saying masculinity is toxic, being a leader is toxic, standing up for your family is toxic, because they want a bunch of people that they can roll right over. That is their plan. So I'm really, really glad that Tucker's doing this, and I can't wait to see it. But who can deny sperm counts down over 90% in the last 50 years? Who can deny fertility's way down? Look it up. It's not debatable. But I remember even Stephen Colbert and others making fun of me as a talking point years ago that Jones claims they're emasculating us. Jones claims there's an attack on men. Excuse me? Type in. University teaches all masculinity bad. Men are bad. Hollywood women raise their sons as daughters because men are bad. This is a sick globalist cult of banks that have already conquered us and have robots taking over right now that don't want any men that could possibly resist it or stand up to it. But I trust the women as well. They're going to stand up. But that's where we are. We're going to go to break. Got a bunch of clips. Final 10 minutes coming up, next segment, or 11 minutes, next segment, then the War Rooms. Great host comes in here. I tell you, Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer and Christy Lee and Harrison Smith has been out of the park good, and it's 6 to 8 p.m., only 6 minutes of ads an hour. All the network ads have been canceled, so radio and TV, only local station ads are there, 6 minutes an hour. Very exciting, 2 hours with Sunday Live, Sundays, 6 to 8 p.m. I've been doing Alex Jones Live here Sunday for 16 years. Been doing the weekday show at 11 a.m. for 25 years. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air, and I want to just say this. We have hit our main point. We have entered our Valhalla. We have come into our own. The world knows we were right. We're doing our most important work ever right now. And so now is the time to share the links from InfoWars.com. Black Sheep, Verboten, Outlaw, True, Americana, The Essence of Victory. And now is the time to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So our most important work is now happening this minute. We are entering the most important period in our entire existence here, 28 years. So I ask you, spread the word about the broadcast, pray for the broadcast, and buy products because I am completely maxed out. I had a small savings of like $3 million. I've almost blown through that, keeping all the great crew employed. I don't want to get to a point where I stop buying product out in the future. Because anything we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com, we have in stock. But I'm in the catch-22 right now of not having enough money to buy future stock to be able to be on the future. So I just stop buying product, run for 6-8 months with plenty of money, and just shut it down? It's been a big run, folks. Or will you buy a lot of extra product right now so I can buy more products in the future? I need your help. I'm not a BSer. Believe me, we won't be here in 8-9 months if you don't support us. Please do today. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book. Get a film. Get a T-shirt. Sign up for AutoShip. Additional 10% off. Whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and buy some great products. Or InfoWars will go the way of the Goonie Bird right when we're hitting our stride, the most important point in our history.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some T-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every T-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Segment here on the Alex Jones Sunday edition. Alex Schroyer and Sunday Lives coming up here just in a few minutes. They'll be taking your calls and a lot more, but let's run through these other stories. I already mentioned some of these, but I want to drill into them right now. Court brief. Biden releases 756,000 border crossers, population larger than Boston, into American communities since taking office. And we went down there just a few months ago, and Border Patrol met with us privately and said, we catch 1 out of 10. And then Biden releases almost all of them, even convicted bank robbers, child molesters, arsonists, you name it. They catch men with kidnapped children. They just let them go. And now, in a court brief, Biden releases, according to Border Patrol,
756,000 people in the last year. And as Border Patrol said, they catch 1 in 10. So that number is closer to 8 million, 7.5 million. We reported an 8 million number 6 months ago from the border. There it is. Biden administration resumes secret charter flights of young migrants as young as 6 years old from southern border to Westchester Airport in New York. Got video of that. Where are they going? Who is getting them? Well, not supposed to ask that question. And the FBI certainly doesn't, because they've been ordered not to. Well, they're now aiding and abetting the child trafficking, ladies and gentlemen, which is the very essence of this evil. Here's another report here out of Zero Hedge. Teen opioid deaths have surged 356% thanks to rise in fentanyl. Millions of deaths the last few years from this. But, oh, don't worry. They're looking for white supremacists. They're looking to censor everybody. Here's another report. Fourth bus of illegal migrants. How about just invaders and stop using the UN name? From Texas border arrives in Washington, D.C. And they're saying that Abbott's committing a crime shipping him there. Maybe he is, but what about the crime of letting him in? And why are they being sent to Martha's Vineyard? Because they don't care if you dump him off in D.C. Dump him off in Martha's Vineyard at Obama's house. It'll stop real fast. Yeah, here's some of the footage of these little kids being offloaded to go God knows where. Here's the next report. Emergency alert. On the heels of rail carriers canceling grain shipments, CF Industry warns that fertilizer rail shipments are now being halted during spring planting. So there's not just massive shortages in fertilizer. Now they're halting the shipments of it. Again, the civilization is breaking down by design. Federal government approves release of millions of genetically engineered mosquitoes into California, the Western Journal reports, and Texas and Florida. GMO, created by Bill Gates, to do God knows what. They're doing it totally illegal. Every Fed hiking cycle ends with default and bankruptcy of government, banks, and investors. All over the world, the bankers have run the same operation. Create endless fiat currency for themselves, buy up all the infrastructure, all the intellectual property, and then implode it all and leave the public with the debt, impoverishing them so you control them, and then pushing a universal basic income. And my one big criticism of Elon Musk now is he's like, oh, I'm anti-vaccine, oh, I'm anti-censorship, and oh, but I want you to have a universal basic income because robots are going to replace you. We should decide to build a pro-human world and not a robot world. So that's some of the news we've got on that front today. Now let's move on. Let's move on to this story. Then I'll let the Bill Maher clip here in a moment. But let's move on to this little stack. CIA bombshell, Zero Hedge reports, the suspect data was user-created. I like Zero Hedge, but man, what a weak headline. I read the article. I followed the links to corporate and government filings. It's a great report. And I'm like, it ought to be CIA confirms in federal filing they illegally spied on candidate Trump, President-elect Trump, and President Trump. What a scandal. I mean, Nixon had people break into his competition's psychiatrist's office, and it was the worst thing on earth. But they do it, and it's no big deal. And you read the article, the CIA confirms they were spying on Trump, and they confirmed that it was made-up data by Hillary's lawyer, all of it. But they still followed it and did it. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible to live here in this day and time and to see this happening. Here's a quick clip that's really illustrative of where we are and how people not joining the pro-human movement, people not joining the American movement, people not joining the new Renaissance movement are fools. I don't care if you're an academic. I don't care if you're in the government. I don't care if you're a private sector. I don't care who you are. Why would you join in on something that's anti-human and will destroy society and pro-war? So Bill Maher was here last week on the Joe Rogan podcast down the street from our studios. And Bill Maher tells Joe Rogan, Dems, the party of no common sense, will get their ass kicked to the midterms. I'll play part of the clip, the full clip's on Infowars.com. But the reason it's important is Bill Maher's been part of the establishment. He's gone along with it, but now he's anti-lockdown, he's anti-vaccine, because he gets that he'll be destroyed in the process. Why should he be part of something that is destructive to his own life? Even the parasites are going to get it at one point or another, that going along with Klaus Schwab, it means you're the chump. You're not going to have prosperity. You're not going to have stability. You're not going to have checks and balances. You're not going to have due process. You're not going to have a social safety net. You're not going to have a social contract under the New World Order. It means a broken social contract. It means a hellish, depopulated, impoverished, feudalist, dangerous, horrible system. So please, whatever your reason, self-preservation, or you love God here on Easter, do the right thing and don't be part of this. Here's part of what Bill Maher had to say.
Well, I think that's because we are both seen as people who are sort of like commonsensical. And that is what there is a hunger for, I think, in America more than anything, is common sense.
Yes.
Away from the extremes. I mean, when people say to me, you know, don't you think you've gotten more conservative? No, I haven't. The left has gotten goofier.
Yes.
So I seem more conservative, maybe, but, like, it's not me who changed.
Yes.
I feel I'm the same guy, but 5 years ago, you know, we hadn't spent $6 trillion to stay home. I mean, I understand we had to do something with the pandemic. I'm not sure that was, you know, I mean, I remember when $1 trillion was too much to spend on anything. We didn't spend $1 trillion to bail out the economy in 2008. So we didn't do that. 5 years ago, no one was talking about abolishing the police. You know, there was no talk about, pregnant men, you know. I mean, there was just looting was still illegal,
right?
You know,
isn't that crazy?
There was just have I changed? No, because if someone had said 20 years ago, I'm not sure looting is a bad thing, I would have opposed it then.
Yeah.
See, I haven't changed, but that I think is what there is this hunger for, is this sort of common sense. Centrism is such a wishy-washy word.
Hey, Bill, let me help you. It's called civilization. It's called a social contract. People are hungry for a government and corporations that aren't out to kill them. But Klaus Schwab and the left believe there's too many people, so they believe they're collapsing civilization for our own good. Figure that out, Bill Maher. I know Joe Rogan knows. He's finally getting it. Or we're all screwed. I'm not on some high horse here. I don't want to be better than Bill Maher or Joe Rogan. I'm just saying, get with the program or we all die. And then the money you've got means nothing in a collapsed civilization. The globalists or psychopaths have got to be opposed. Please financially keep us on air. I need your support or we're going to start imploding. With the supply chain breakdowns and the inflation, we can't be here. We need your support. So thank you for going to InfoWarsStore.com right now and getting great supplements, great books, great films, great T-shirts, whatever you do. I want to thank you all for your support. I want you to redouble your efforts, because without you, we are going to shut down just like America is. America needs your help, so do we. Owen Schroyer is about to take over.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.